We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled, Stop Trying to Be the Atoning Sacrifice. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous one. And he himself is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And not only for our sins, but also for the whole world. I have just read from the New English Translation Bible. Vivian did something she had promised the Lord she would never do again. Because of this, she was very sad and started to believe that the Lord has not forgiven her. She believed that the Lord had withdrawn his grace and protection, even though she had truly repented. But she was very wrong. Like Vivian, many Christians allow depression to deprive them of grace because they refuse to accept the forgiveness of the Lord, but continue to think that the Lord is angry with them because of what they did. They do not realize that God knew they would do what they did long before they did it. And he was not surprised that they did it, but made arrangement for their atonement. It is okay to feel remorse about a sin. As a matter of fact, the feeling of guilt associated with sin is a sign that you are spiritually alive and healthy. But just like other good things the Lord has created, the devil will try to exploit that feeling and use it to destroy you. The way to deal with sin is to repent and forsake it and move on. Jesus is the one who does all the spiritual work, including the cleansing from the guilt and every other evil associated with sin. See 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. Go into today knowing that Jesus alone is the atoning sacrifice for your sins. Stop trying to atone for your sins by allowing Satan to afflict you with guilt and fear. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, but you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, let's pray this prayer together in faith. Say these words after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today and I repent of my sinful ways. I confess with my mouth that you are Lord, and I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. You are now the owner and controller of my life. I believe that God raised you from the dead on the third day when you died as sacrifice for my sins. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for receiving me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have just prayed this prayer in faith, I want to congratulate you. because in confessing the Lord Jesus, you will receive his salvation. Visit our website and click on the link in the menu that says, "Are you saved?" That menu link will lead you to a webpage where you would find materials that will help you grow and understand the faith. Stream Globe Devotional is non-denominational and interdenominational. Kindly share this devotional with your friends and contacts, and let us touch and bless lives together. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from 1 Peter chapter 4 to chapter 5. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. 1 Peter chapter 4 to chapter 5 comes up next.
Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because those who have suffered in their bodies are done with sin. As a result, they do not live the rest of their earthly lives for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. For you have spent enough time in the past doing what the pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry. They are surprised that you do not join them in their reckless while living, and they heap abuse on you. But they will have to give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is the reason the gospel was preached, even to those who were now dead, so that they might be judged according to human standards in regard to the body, but live according to God in regard to the spirit. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind, so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If you speak, you should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If you serve, you should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in as much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal, or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name, for it is time for judgment to begin with God's household. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble and oppressed. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your fellow believers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. With the help of Silas, whom I regard as a faithful brother, I have written to you briefly, encouraging you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. She who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you her greetings, and so does my son Mark. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace be to all of you who are in Christ.
The end of the book of 1 Peter.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.